Your Excellency, what is the current situation in Finland in regards to the pandemic? How are measures imposed in the country responding so far? And if there are any good practices and that the other countries could follow from Finland?
Yes, thank you for asking the question. I believe that everything is in terms of the pandemic, that things are now under control. Until October, we didn't have almost no cases there after the summer, but November was very difficult as elsewhere in Europe as well. But now we are back to around 300 new cases per day, which I see a quite reasonable figures there that we could think that the situation is now stabilized and under control. All in all, we have had more than 30,000 cases this year. It includes 461 deaths. Most of the people have been over 70 years of age. What comes to the measures imposed in Finland, I believe they are very similar than elsewhere in Europe. But if we compare what we are now doing there to what we did in the springtime, is that the municipalities have a bigger responsibility to decide whether more restrictive measures has to be imposed, as there are more cases there in the capital region than elsewhere in Finland. So more targeted and better balanced measures than in the spring. Schools and shops are open, but not the restaurants and no public spaces, and distance working is recommended. And traveling is not recommended, and the restrictions for the foreigners are very strong.
And since you're mentioning, Your Excellency, the foreigners and the restrictions in traveling in general within the Finland, I was wondering, what is the economic impact in general of the coronavirus so far, and how COVID-19 is actually affecting tourism, and especially this Christmas and in Rovaniemi, more specifically?
Yes, the economic impact will be very strong, of course. The estimations are at the moment that the GDP will contract by 4.5% this year. And I believe that it will take 2 or 3 years to recover from to the normal. The cost has increased social security, and the employment cost and the economic policy responses will be around 20 billion for the public sector. And I believe that it's another 20 billion for the companies in the long run. And what is worrisome as well is that the unemployment figures will rise, hopefully not more than 2%, up to 8% of the total unemployment by next year. Lapland, as you ask, and Rovaniemi, the home of Santa Claus, is also suffering, of course. It is a great pity that Lapland cannot welcome children and the families to visit Santa this Christmas. It's very quiet there because of the restrictions for the foreigners. So even though the wilderness, even though the Lapland is a wilderness, and it is very easy there to keep distance, the thing is that there is only a limited number of beds and intensive care, and therefore the restrictions are required.
Your Excellency, Finland and Norway have offered medical assistance to Sweden, as we read in the news yesterday. in order for the neighboring country to face the increasingly severe second coronavirus wave that has stretched clinical staff and intensive care capacity to the limit. What is the situation in Finland's health system?
Yeah, luckily we do have enough capacity there at the moment. As I said, that we don't have we do have only a limited number of beds for intensive care there in Lapland, but that has also been a worry there elsewhere in the country during the crisis here. But at the moment we do have only 28 people in intensive care, so we do have enough capacity to keep things under control this the end of the year.
That is good news.
It is, yes.
And finally, we couldn't avoid asking you this, Your Excellency. What is the level of bilateral ties between Finland and Greece, and in which sectors could this relation be better enhanced?
Yes, this is a good question. Thank you as well. Let me first mention that as for the Finnish tourist, Greece is the number one tourist destination in Europe. It used to be that in the 2019 and 2018. So I'm sure that that once the crisis is over, all the Finns will rush into Greece as they have done in the past. And hopefully Lapland also will receive in increasing numbers more tourists also to visit Santander. In coming in the next year as well. But as for the Finnish companies, I believe that there's an increased interest to do business here. Nokia, I guess most of the Greek people know Nokia as a company, as a household name of the Finnish telecom industries. Nokia is very big here. They do have more than a technology center with more than 1,000 people. So we do have a grip and very big interest in helping this country to be more digital, as we have seen there a big leap towards digital solutions during the crisis already. Maritime and shipping, yes. If you look at to the harbor and see the ships there, every second ship up and running are having diesel engines produced by the Finnish company, the same company which is also here in power production. So as for the bigger companies, yes, they do have an increased interest to do more, but also the SMEs have a more targeted look at the market as well. The Wolt, which is the food delivery company, you can see all around the Athens nowadays. Hopefully, which is a big success story here, hopefully can pave the way for the other smaller companies to enter into the Greek market as well.
We certainly hope so, Your Excellency. Do you have any special message for our audience and perhaps the Finnish people living here in Greece for this Christmas and, of course, the new year? There are so many expectations for 2021.
Now, I have been very impressed of the way how the Greek people have been behaving during the crisis, how well they obey the rules and the recommendations by the government and by the authorities there in fighting the COVID. The Greek people, the ordinary Greek people, have shown that kind of resilience, what is needed everywhere now in Europe and in the world. And I do believe that if keeping up that the similar way of behaving and the similar resilience there, Greece will come out from the crisis on the first row of the countries, and then we'll be ready, you know, to to start the recovery process in the way that that the future will look very positive one. Things are hopefully getting better here, and therefore I think that that these people, that every Greek can be very proud how they have been behaving, and they have a good reason, you know, to have a relaxed time here over the Christmas and the holidays period here, and to have a positive hope that things are getting better in the next year.